I'm an out and proud lifelong Tory, and probably compared to most listeners of this show, I'm a hardliner on questions of law and order. And I couldn't be more relieved in a week that could be classed as a real test of one's faith in the essential decency of man that former Inspector John Dewar was convicted of four counts of attempting to obstruct or defeat the course of justice. But wait, I hear my friends on the right cry. Don't you realise this is another triumph for the man-hating, femi-Nazi Labour dicocracy and all the other mung-bean-munching, bone-wearing, karakia-chanting, politically correct nitwits who are destroying this country? Well, in a word, no. This is actually a good outcome for the police, if the right has the wit to see it. Now here's something to picture. From Kaitaia to the Bluff, serving police officers will be investigating crimes, putting together prosecution cases, and offering testimony under solemn oath that could profoundly affect the lives, reputations, and even the freedom of people. People whose right to a fair trial is absolute and unconditional, whether I like them or not. Frontline officers will be seeing the ugly side of life most of us don't want to see, and hopefully never will. And they do it day after day because that's their job. Now, I have no doubt that the overwhelming majority of police officers do their duty with the utmost care and integrity. But what should also be beyond question is that if they don't, the uniform they wear is no protection from the consequences. That even if it seems harsh, unfair, and relentless to them, the police are truly public servants who are not beyond scrutiny and criticism. Now let's be blunt. John Dewar got his day in court with a competent and vigorous defence. A jury of his peers considered 12 days worth of evidence for over 9.5 hours. They weren't convinced by his defence. The most shocking finding for me was that Dewar deliberately gave inadmissible evidence to abort successive trials in the so-called Murupara case, which heard charges that a policeman, whose name is permanently suppressed, had raped Louise Nicholas when she was 13. Then, in the third trial, he persuaded the prosecutor to call as witnesses Bob Sholem, Brad Shipton and Clint Rickards, who had already been the subject of a rape complaint to Dewar by Nicholas. And I'll lay this challenge down to the right. Consider this verse. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. But when we've practiced for a while, how vastly we improve our style. Pardon me for being genuinely politically incorrect, but you believe in the rule of law and one law for all, or you don't.